Okay, Mr. Sound, first of all, how do you think it's going so far?
Well, it's going very well. I mean, across Scotland, we've gained in votes and gained in seats. Now, obviously, some results are spectacular. It looks like Dundee might be a spectacular result for us. Here in Aberdeenshire, we're doing great. And we've made great progress in Stirling, where we're now the largest party, making big progress in Edinburgh, with huge inroads in Glasgow. So there's lots and lots of things to like about the performance. It looks like we're going to have more seats, certainly going to have more seats, and a lot more votes than we had in 2007. Now, remember, 2007 is the first election we ever won, and the first time Labour had lost an election in Scotland for 50 years. So, you know, if we can improve on that, then that's not bad going.
And if we can speak about Aberdeenshire first, I mean, fantastic strides there so far.
Yeah, it looks incredible. I mean, it's we've got a council in every seat in Aberdeenshire now. We know that, and you know, that's great going. And we're not quite going to get to the overall majority because it's impossible in this system to do that. But we're going to be the leading party by a long way, and that's great progress. You know, and obviously, when your home area votes SNP, then that's particularly pleasing because that's right across Aberdeenshire. I mean, that's everywhere from the Mearns to Portsoy, you know.
And are Labour causing you any concern in the city?
Well, it's going to be nip and tuck in the city. I mean, we're going to gain seats, but Labour are gaining as well, so we'll just have to see how the cards fall. And that's the beauty of this system, or the agony of this system. You know, they say about STV that only three people understood it. One's mad, one's dead, and I've forgotten. But nonetheless, at the end of the day, in the wee small hours, no doubt, we'll be able to work out the exact formulation in every place, and we'll work out who came first in terms of votes and seats, and not just in Aberdeen, Aberdeenshire, but right across Scotland. And we think we're in the running to do that.
Any particular upsets across the rest of Scotland?
Well, the results are varied, of course, but we've made a lot of progress in some areas where we hadn't previously done well, and we're delighted big leading party in Stirling, because Stirling's a city of Scotland. Results in Perth are going great, Angus is going great, Dundee's going great, so, you know, we're making big inroads. And Glasgow, some seats have we had spectacular swings, but of course these are tough nuts to crack. We're coming from a long way back, but nonetheless, we'll be happy. I think currently we're up about 30 councillors across the country already. And, you know, only half the results are in, basically. So that's not bad going, and we're hoping for more. But we're pleased with what we've got, and we've got our fingers crossed. And I dare say some results have come down in the last decoration, but it's quite a system.
Fantastic. Simon, that's fantastic. Thank you very much.
Rebecca.
Yes, it was lovely to see you again.
And you. We're looking forward to day in the life.
Yes, that one. All this is all
Rebecca's
over,
good
I think.
Day in the life.
9-7. Looks like a busy day in the life. 3-5-6. Anyway, I'll let you go back.
Thanks,
Lindsay, yeah.